2017 and the world of new music with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J. I feel bitter when I'm watching other people fuck up. Bitterness is what you get for being born so blessed.
You've been hearing this track a fair bit on Triple J. It's a song from the latest album by Melbourne singer-songwriter Jess Locke. It's her second album, it's called Universe, and this is the first album where she's actually had a band behind her. It's once again great songwriting from the Melbourne talent. She looks at big themes when she's exploring some of the stuff that she wants to write about, so I wanted to explore some of those themes with her. So the album is called Universe, but the word also pops up a couple of other times on the record in other songs. So when I spoke to her this week, I asked her what the significance of the word universe was to her.
It's something that is very vague, so it can mean many things, but in the context that I use it, I guess there's these two ideas about sort of being really connected with reality and immersed in it, but then also feeling very isolated. So there's this expanse, or, you know, it's kind of whatever you imagine it to be, really, but this kind of abstract idea of either being really, you know, really in touch and connected with everyone and everything, but also feeling very much like an individual in this impossibly large world.
A lonely individual?
Yeah, at times. And I think especially in, well, the song called Universe is kind of about that, and the way in which we kind of, we're lonely and we try and connect and almost desperately merge with people and things and form these attachments, but at the same time that kind of loneliness is an essential part of just being in reality and existing as a person and being alive, because you're separate. You have your social identity, but also just your consciousness, and by default we have to kind of be a little bit lonely, and it can kind of be a beautiful thing as well as a sad thing.
Sometimes I don't know what it is that I desire. Is it to have you or to be you? To be more myself or more of something else? To feed and swell.
Do you think that humanity would ever have a shared consciousness where we wouldn't have these feelings?
I think we do. I think it's one of those things that it's not really one or the other. It's this constant state of flux where there are times when it does feel like we're, linked in certain ways, and sounds a bit new age, but I think in a way it's true. It's just our psychology is so complex that at times, we really are kind of running more in this shared consciousness, and, ideas and things kind of survive in between us and, like, through us. But then there's also other states in which we're completely the opposite and feel very isolated. And, I think it's one of those things that we're constantly going in and out of. It's not really one or the other. It's just, like, that's the state of reality that as humans we have to live in, is that we kind of exist in both.
At the moment, the world seems to be very fractured when it comes to ideas and people seeing the right from the wrong. Do you feel like at the moment we're completely out of kilter with each other, and there is that big gap between, conscious thought and what we feel as individuals?
Yeah, I guess I think it's something that I guess has always been there, but, more and more as in this modern world in which our ideas of ourselves are kind of very abstracted and political. We identify with concepts and we're afraid of what we don't know, and it's all about how we identify with each other. And we can identify quite easily, I think, if we're familiar with people. And I think it's a natural thing to want to connect with people, but it's just that's also that fear that, you know, on a massive scale, when you have politicized kind of identities and groups, it's also very natural and easy to separate yourselves, and natural but not good, obviously. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I like to hope that there's a sort of equal balancing desire to connect that sort of will win out. But at the moment, there's not as much evidence as that, obviously. Yeah.
Another big question then, because I was listening to the record kind of wondering this one. Are you essentially an optimistic or pessimistic songwriter, do you think?
I don't know that I'm either. I probably have tendencies in certain times to be pessimistic or optimistic. I think I'm more of a reflect and kind of describe rather than direct what I think's going to happen. It's more of a processing something that is now and just trying to see things for what it is, regardless of where it's going sort of thing. And it's more of just a response, I guess.
What's the response then for the song Dangerous? Because that one I love lyrically. I kind of feel like it was driven by political events or these political times that we live in. What was the inspiration behind Dangerous, and who you're talking to in that track, do you think?
Yeah, I guess that I could kind of say is slightly optimistic. That song, I guess I'm kind of coming from the point of trying to address that fear that we have of the unknown, and the chorus is kind of like actually inspired by something a lot more specific. My old housemate works with deaf blind people, and I started singing it and thinking, like, you know, there's a lot of like visual metaphors about like seeing light and, you know, being enlightened to sort of see the truth. And then I was just kind of thinking about how, well, you know, if you don't have vision, then that metaphor just doesn't apply at all. And then, you know, I was thinking about hearing and just like, you know, people experience, you know, in that very material and direct way in very different ways, in just regard to the senses and stuff. And so that was kind of just me thinking about a very tangible way of describing how we live in the world very differently.
I'm not you.
Do you ever write really sort of superficial songs? Because I haven't really kind of heard them so far from Jess Locke.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of think about it a lot. I have been lately, just like the idea of writing songs as an experiment. And a couple of songs, actually, I think Paper Planes, not that it's superficial, I think that song actually came out of an exercise that I just wanted to write like a kind of like a pop song. And that's why I think it's probably the most positive, like lyrically and maybe optimistic. It's sort of just, you know, about living in the moment. And I do want to start a project in which I just try and write meaningless pop songs, because I think there's this thing where the less sense that they make, I think the bigger hit it is. There's so many massive pop songs that just make no sense whatsoever. So that's my next project.
And the world of new music with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.